ask them whether they presented their report on time. Ask them where they were when they were.
Mr. Samuel, take it easy. Just as I said, it's a national platform, and you have the platform to.
The minority.
We would be bringing them in the course of the discussion.
Why are they still in public negotiating in public? Because they have nothing to say. What was covered up? They were not able to sustain one single thread of allegation. They didn't provide one single strand of evidence that was useful to anybody. They started in public with extortion, bribery, they collapsed. They came to Parliament with levy and collection, they collapsed. They themselves ran away from their own terminology. In the evidence, what more is there to say? You record a whole Parliament, set up a committee, and then when it matters, you run away from the committee and you expect us to continue to engage you.
They claim they did not necessarily run away. But Mr. What do you make? What do you
insist on being in public?
Right.
The committee has laid its report.
Mr. Samuel, what do you make of the argument that members need to be served with a report at least 48 hours prior to the debate?
Standing orders of the House were all fully under 80 allowed whatever we did today. It was all legit.
Our Deputy Minority Leader and Member of the Committee, James Kluchaveji, said the minority boycotted proceedings because the report excluded evidence from their side.
We boycotted because we realized that the report that was presented contained views of the majority members or majority side of the committee. The committee is a 5-member committee made of 3 members from the majority and 2 from the minority. So the report did not incorporate the views of the minority. That is why we boycotted it, because it is no more the committee's report. It is now the majority report. So we cannot debate a one-sided report on the floor and assume that it is the report coming from the entire committee.
But it was supposed to be a committee report. How come that it didn't incorporate the views of the minority?
Yes, exactly. I was not around. So it was only Dr. Yene who was the only person from the minority side. They were 3. When they had a meeting where the clerk of the committee tried to put together the evidences that were gathered from the witnesses that appeared before the committee, and were doing this. At that cost of the view of this information, the chairman of the committee handed over a 17-page document to Dr. Yin and told him that this is what he thinks that should be the findings and recommendations of the committee, that Dr. Yin needs to go through that document. That document was not coming from the clerk of the committee. It's a document that came from the chairman of the committee. So Dr. Yine took the document and said it was going to go through. But when he went through and he told the chairman that you cannot have that this as the findings and recommendation of the committee. This is your view, or better put, this is the view of the majority. So he is also going to come out with a minority view, which should be considered and incorporated into the report. So Dr. Yine have to go and then put the views of the minority together and eventually present this document to the chairman. You could see clearly that there were a lot of evidences before the committee which were not captured in that majority report.
You heard Deputy Minority Leader and Member of the Ad Hoc Investigative Committee of Parliament, James Kluche Aveji.